Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show. Wake up.
There it is.
Work it, make it, do it. Makes us harder, better, faster, stronger.
We got three more days till Friday.
It's like we have a little montage every day. Ooh, have a great Tuesday, you guys. Oh,
is that what she said?
Yeah, you guys. You know, just I'm paraphrasing. Oh, I see that you're drinking from your butterscotch colored Fiesta ware.
Oh, is that what that is?
Yeah, I don't know. It's orange. I got my first piece yesterday.
Oh boy.
Oh my God. So check this out. No, butterscotch. So
wait. Okay.
I bought a bunch of colors, but. One of the things I got was a pie plate, and I haven't even seen, like, a thing for that, because for some reason, I don't know, they're shipping it from 50 different states, one piece at a time, I guess. So I got my first piece yesterday, and I'm all excited, because this huge box shows up. It was, I mean, just like a 2.5 foot by maybe 1.5 foot, just huge bar. I'm like, oh my God, this is great. I got a set of plates. It's going to be so awesome.
And you got one serving
dish. I picked the thing up. And I'm like, well, this seems pretty light. I thought these things were heavy duty. So I opened it up, and there's all this just packing stuff, and got to protect it. I'm telling you, there's one pie plate in there. You know, a 9-inch pie plate. And it's just... There couldn't be. I just. Is there some way that we can ship things with less stuff? I mean, I get it. They got to protect it.
Every now and then they offer, because this is one of the things that I think is happening to a lot of people. You make an order.
Yes.
And they do ship from all over in little pieces. Sometimes at the bottom you can click, get the whole thing together and ship it at once, please.
Yeah. Yes.
So sometimes that's available, but not always.
Not always.
And that does
right. Do you want this in one shipment or do you want this in 100?
Yeah, please. Yeah,
you know, I'll take it in 100. Just give me it one piece at a time in a giant box. You know, tomorrow I expect to get a cup in something around the same size, 18-inch box, you know. Huge box. The box was huge. Like, you almost couldn't get your arms around it.
Okay,
of course, the
but
cats
that
had
said,
them all. Right.
You got this pie plate where you're like, that's a pretty good pie plate.
It's a pretty good pie plate.
Oh, okay, good.
It's a big, thick slab of pottery. Like, I'm really... And I think John was relieved because he's the guy who knows exactly what he wants, but then just doesn't go get it, you know? Mm-hmm. I know exactly what I want. I'll know it when I see it. And meanwhile, I'm like, we need new dishes. F it, I'm buying these. They're cute. They're fun. They're just dishes. Dishes eventually break. You need a new set of dishes at some point, right?
So look, honestly,
tell me.
This is a weird thing for me to have an opinion on, but when I moved out of the house at whatever that was, 18... One of the best things I was given besides the luggage that my parents gave me so I could get my crap out of there was a set of dishes. Like my mom gave me, I think it was called Corel.
Oh,
have you heard of that?
That sounds like a name.
Anyway, she gave me this set of dishes because this was, you know, all right, you're going to go live on your own.
See ya. You're going to need dishes. Here's some.
Homes
try to wash these.
Come with dishes.
Yeah.
Or apartments or whatever it was.
Right.
So anyway, that was important. So whatever you have, I imagine when you're, you know, when Berkeley leaves, he'll be glad to have them.
Oh, sure.
I whatever. Mean, whether it's the Fiesta wear or the, right. the old IKEA stuff or whatever you're...
Right.
Really.
Well, the old IKEA stuff is... Can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
You know the... Is that Corel?
Yeah, it is.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. Is it, yeah, they come with different prints, but it was just the dish brand. I don't know.
So
whatever.
When I eat cereal out of my IKEA bowls and I'm scraping with my spoon, it leaves a black mark. Like all my dishes have like scratch marks and
you bought dishes at IKEA.
Okay, so you're telling me that my new dishes aren't going to have that.
I have IKEA dishes and when I moved out and it doesn't scrape, but I got them black. It's a black bowl.
Oh, well, that's why then because mine are just like, you know, they're just a cheap set of pottery. Like they're pretty colors and I bought that and said, here's what we're using. And we all agreed.
Unless you're eating, fantastic. You know, with some kind of actual shovel, I think you're going to be good with this dishware.
I'm just, you know, it's been a long time since I got a new set of dishes.
Yeah, it's fun. And
it
you'll,
fun.
You know, when as you put it together, you'll go, oh, you know what I need?
Yeah. Well, and I'll be able to go and get it because there's all
pieces.
Kinds of.
Right.
Honestly, I had to stop myself.
I know that you did.
I'm on the Bed Bath & Beyond site. This is not an ad for Fiesta Ware. I just need a new plate. I'm sorry. I'm very excited about it, you know? It's like Susie Homemaker over here. Oh, I got a new set of dishes.
I had my own little adventure. You know, I have this printer
I've
been battling.
Tell us everything. Do you have an IT department at the apartment?
It's really not great entertainment, but it is something we all face at different points in our life. So I have this printer. The thing is fine. But
do you have a dot matrix printer?
Every time I yes, that's it. I just started printing so you guys could hear her
thank
work.
You.
Well, thanks. It sounds like it's working. That's great.
Yeah.
Yeah. So anyway,
Stitching.
I only print the very little things, the news stories that Nicole sends me. So and I print it right off our Google Drive, whatever we're using, whatever we share, right?
Right.
So I get on the phone with these people and I'm like, it's spitting out paper. Like blank pages in between everything. I just need you to fix that, please. And it took forever. First of all, these companies guard their phone number for like they don't want you to call them.
We don't want to talk to you. You have
just
a printer.
Guard their number.
Figure
They're
it out.
Like, you write us on this thing, and you try to go through these other steps first before you ever get near a phone. And of course, I do what probably everyone else does. No. I'm going to find your number, and I'm going to call you. Oh, God, I'm so lame.
You know,
I'm part of the problem.
Can I interject here? One time I had been looking and looking and looking and looking and looking for a service number for something, some, you know, whatever, customer service. And a friend of mine said, Google it.
Yeah, that's what
Yeah, and so, and it's actually a lot faster. You can Google any company and their customer service number comes up, so you don't
right.
have to.
So I actually got a few different ones. I got a hold of the Spanish helpline.
Oh, how did that go?
Well,
you're very fluent. I mean, we've all heard
Taquiaria.
So and
I go, he has an accent, and but he speaks to me in English. And I said he said, this is the Spanish helpline. And I said, I speak Spanish. Go ahead. And he said some things. And I said, I'm going to go. Click. And I just went to the next number. Like, it was that fast that I went, I'm not going to be able to. There's no
way. He couldn't help you in English? He was saying.
No. It was, okay. That was the Spanish helpline.
I see.
So, anyway, I got the help I needed. It turns out. First of all, it chewed up my whole morning. So, I left the show. We finished here. I did that up until 1 o'clock when I had to be there with my
fun.
Kids.
Oh. It's 1 o'clock.
It turns out that like the guy who gets on the phone, he goes, print anything else. And I'm, why? I got to print off this thing. This is what I'm trying to print off. He goes, I need to know if it's doing it on everything or just this Google Drive.
Oh.
And I go, oh, damn it. Why didn't I think of that? Darn it. Fool again. So anyway, I go, all right, I find a PDF and I print the thing and it prints perfect. And he goes, it's that drive that's putting blank pages in between your printing.
Oh, and so what are you going to.
Okay. How do we fix that? And he goes, I just know that it's not our printer.
It's not our problem.
Mm.
Yeah. It turns out that's Google's problem. So then what happened?
So then.
So that's why after all that, you get a guy and he's like, nope, it's not us. It's you.
Yeah, no, it's the drive. So he nicely, he said, listen, just copy it and paste it onto whatever you use and then print it. And I went, oh, if you're telling me this is the, and he goes, try it. And so I did, and it worked. And I was like, damn it. Oh, a whole day gone. Dang it. So well, anyway,
you
I got
figured it out, though.
It's fixed. I printed this morning the few stories I needed. It's very efficient. It worked great. So the printer problem is fixed. I have no idea why Google Drive would be the one thing that spits out all this extra paper.
Yeah.
Anybody?
I've never... I print stuff off Google all the time.
It could be the format. I'll take a look at it.
Well, it does. You know what? I got it to work. I didn't have to shuffle papers this morning. And then I went home and there was my youngest and I said, you know what I want to do? And she's like, no. And I said, let's go for a bike ride. And I was just waiting for, no.
Oh.
But she went, yay, let's go.
Oh, what fun.
And we went and bike rode. She's got this, we got a seat on the back of my world. It's on the missus' bike, but either way, I ride it a lot. I got to take her around. We see a duck. We stop. We talk to the duck.
Oh, great.
You know, like, that's a whole freaking thing. I can kill so much time.
And you get out. A little exercise.
Yeah, I just got to be out. I can't sit in the house near a dollhouse. I just can't do that. Mm. But outside, I was able to just milk. Hey, I think that's a roly-poly. Let me... Every
That's
little thing,
cute.
Man. And we're running for mayor. We've got our masks on, but we're like, hi, hello.
That's nice. Yeah. Well, it's nice because she gets the feeling that she's in a neighborhood and the other people are friendly.
Exactly right. I tell both my kids, well, my older one has heard it enough, but we make friends wherever we go. You start out friendly. That's what we try to do.
That is, you know what, Vinny? I love that. Start out friendly. You know what people like? A smile.
Mm-hmm. Like so I've got her.
If you don't look sullen and keep your eyes on the ground, if you just like look up, give a smile, people go, oh, there's a nice person. Mm-hmm. I'm looking for nice people.
And so we did that. Like, oh, look at the puppy. And the owner looks up. Hello, sir. Ridiculous, but, you know, I'm trying to teach her to be a friendly person.
This is.
I'm sure there are people out there right now going, like, you know, in the moment, boy, that guy's a douchebag.
No.
But whatever.
No, that's solid parenting.
Is it?
Absolutely, yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's back to the compliment I gave you yesterday. You're a great dad. I'm like, really?
That,
I'm very, it's lovely watching you.
I'm trying.
With those girls.
That's all I can do.
I can see that, honest to God. 1 o'clock has taken on a whole new meaning
it's
for you.
It's a very different world.
Yeah. And I think it's a good decision that you've made to go to your apartment to do the show. Like you're putting on pants, you're doing a commute, you're mm-hmm. away, you can focus and concentrate and worry about just your printer. And then when you go home, you're home and you're less available and you're not set up to, you know,
it works.
It's great.
It's good. So we'll see if it continues to work. For now, maybe I'll go back in the summer, but right now it works. So yeah, I'm stoked. Super stoked. And so we had a fun day. Our day, we bike rode. She took a nap because I was able to, you know, sort
wear
of
wear
her out,
a little, out bit.
A little.
Sure.
And I hung out with Ripley, and man, then it's dinner time, and there's a day.
What's that and puppy do? You got some doing some tricks or what?
She's got drop it down, which is important because puppies put everything in their mouth, and
sure.
So drop it's important. She's got sit. She you know, last night she woke me up at 2.
Oh,
and
no.
I had to take her out for a pee. But other than that, what are you going to do?
Yeah.
Stay in your crate and pee yourself? You
no.
You can't do that. That's
can't
not
that.
Right.
She's just a puppy.
Right.
Does she know?
Just, you could tell, though. She was like, rah, 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 rah. I'm like, oh, boy, there's noise coming from that side of the house, the room.
So great. She knew to make, she didn't want to pee in her crate. So are the pees and poos in the house happening less? Or
no.
Oh, great.
No, they're not.
Well, you know, it's good that she didn't pee herself.
We are in full-blown, anyone with a puppy knows this. We're in full, as soon as you see her sniffing, you're like, ah! Drop whatever you're doing, like you're cooking
right.
or
get that,
see the
get
sniffing.
That thing out of here.
Oh, God, get her outside. we try to do it. You know, I mean, it's just the way it is. You try to do it after they eat or drink, but and you
one meal in, one meal out.
Yeah, but yeah, we're it's you know it's fun. She's sure. a cute little thing, and everybody's having fun with it, and it's cool.
Ever since you got an Australian Shepherd, I swear to God, I'm just seeing them everywhere. I was looking at something this morning. Oh, I know what it was. Helena Christensen, you know that model chick?
Yeah.
She, there's some random Instagram thing where she jumps into ice cold water, you know, whatever.
Ooh.
I don't know why I clicked it, but I did. And then I'm looking at some other Instagram. She's got one of the blue ones.
Wait a minute. Do you follow Helena Christensen?
I don't. She was randomly in the, you know, things that celebrities are doing today.
Oh, all right.
You know, she jumps into ice cold water. And then I look.
I do that.
I know you do every day. As I'm scrolling down. Yeah, there it is.
Oh, look at her go.
See the dog? I'm like, hey, I think that's one of those. And then I'm scrolling down through her Instagram feed, and sure enough, that dog's in all the pictures.
Yeah.
And, you know, I'm just seeing them. There's one in the neighborhood here, too. I see the guy.
The missus had her heart set on
an
Australian Shepherd. That's what she wanted. So, and she's been saying that to me for years. So, and it's a run. They work, but they also run. They're great runners. So that's what her thing is. She's got a little running companion. I guess.
That is nice. And actually, it must make her feel, it doesn't yet, but I'm sure she'll feel a little more secure as that dog becomes, you know, your dog and this is my family. It'll be a little safer for her to go for a run.
Right.
Not that you live in a nice neighborhood.
I think the bigger concern about running and biking is, will you be hit by a car today?
That's a big,
Pay attention, everybody.
Yep, everybody pay attention.
So today's weather, just real quick before we get started, it looks like we're going to have some partly sunny, partly cloudy, you know, mix today, depending on where you're at. But we're headed for rain on Friday, Saturday, and then Monday and Tuesday of next week. So whatever you got to get done.
I guess I got to drag in the, I'm looking at. I'm seeing rain, a little rain on Saturday, Monday, Tuesday. Yeah, I guess I got to pull in the cushions.
Oh, the outdoor cushion.
It's just so nice having them out because then you go out there and you sit down, you know? It's not the rungs of a chair going into your butt.
It's so different in California from Oregon. So in Oregon, it rains a lot. And
the whole time.
They don't check the weather. They don't wear rain gear. I'm telling you, when I started working there with Icky, I had my little umbrella and I carried it and I went to go open it and he swatted it out of my hand. He goes, "We don't use those here." And I'm like, "Oh my God, what is wrong with you?" And he's like, "No, you're not going to see anybody with one of those. Stop it."
Didn't he see your beautiful hairdo?
What?
You don't want to get that ruined.
Anyway, it's very different. Here, it's a whole damn thing, and Sarah's going to pull in the couch cushions. But
yeah, I got to pull those in.
Other it places,
sucks.
I
just like going. I like having them out. I like to be outside, so it's. And it's this is the time of year, too. I'm so psyched. Like, I am getting so much. It's like doing things for the future. Like, I know if I rip that bed up and get these things in, they're going to be beautiful.
Oh, you're gardening.
I mean, I'm just, you know, there's a lot of cleanup to do. It's just the end of the winter. That's just. Cut off all the dead stuff and just heaps it. You know, back east we would have burns. You'd have a burn pile, and then after it got to a certain height, you'd light it on fire and just burn it. You don't do that here.
You're telling me gentry used to just light a giant fire at the house.
You'd clear the
and he'd stand by with the hose.
No,
what do you mean?
We'd all just sit out there and he'd be heaping stuff on there and it just would stay. It would be fine. I mean, I guess, you know, there was a hose at the house if it got out, but it wouldn't get out. It just burns right there. You have a burn and you just keep throwing like all your lemon trees or you're cleaning out the woods because they would get, you know, they get sort of frothy at the bottom with like saplings and stuff. And you have to clear those out every year and rake up the pine needles,
We don't do in California.
Right. Exactly.
Why we have a severe fire problem or one of the reasons anyway.
So that's my thing here is as I'm making these huge piles of just chafe from the garden, just get it out of there and get it all clean so it can grow this year. And then I've got this huge pile and I'm like, and my green barrel's completely full. And now I'm out there with a sledgehammer just trying to smush it down to the bottom.
Oh my God, you are not.
In. Yeah, kidding. What? Got it. You have to do it. You have to crush it down.
Why don't you guys just make a dump run?
No, I can fit it. Don't you worry about it.
Okay.
I got this. I'm gonna fit this.
You should cut
so
it
anyway,
up. Cut it up. You can fit like twice the amount.
Well, I do. I cut it pretty small, but it's such a pain in the ass. I've already cut it. You know.
Yeah, I know.
But then you just you don't worry. You can tamp it down. And sometimes you stand in there and jump on it.
Yeah.
Oh, dangerous. That sounds safe.
Right.
Yeah. Well, you know, you hopefully you have someone standing by to catch you if the thing tips over. Anyway, where did we get here?
John, hold my hand. Hold my hand. I'm going to jump now.
No,
climbing in the debris bucket.
Guess who's climbing in the debris bucket? It ain't mommy. That's for sure. Mommy, get out of the debris bucket. Daddy's here. It's good news. That's why I use the sledgehammer, because I'm like, I'm not going to. Anyway, I actually thought we were going to break early a couple of minutes ago. Nope, right on time, 6:06.
Nice.
KLLC, KLLC, HD1, San Francisco, Sarah and Vinny, Alice Morning Show. We will be right back, and it's Tuesday.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.